Welcome back. 4:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on this Thursday afternoon. Deborah Simmons joins me now. She writes the Washington Times Can We Talk column, and today's is entitled Exacting Cost for Costco's Arrival, and she joins me now. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Hi there. Trying to stay cool in this heat wave, man.
No kidding. There's about a zillion out there right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
All right. Where are they building it and when? Or am I getting way ahead of myself?
No, you're not. It will open this fall, and it's going to be, if you're coming into the city from Route 50, from Maryland, 295, or any of those points, east or north, it'll be right to your right on the hillside if you're coming into the city, just before you see the sign that says, Welcome to Washington. And if you're heading out the city, going in the opposite direction, going east, it will be to your left. Right by the, not far from the Washington Times building.
Okay, all right. So I have seen that. Then I was kind of wondering if there were going to be houses in there, or there was going to be some type of other complex in there. But now you've answered a question for me. All right. So Costco is coming to town, but do I understand from your column that there are being certain demands issued by residents and by neighborhood groups?
Practically any time ANC Commissioner Bob King kind of turns his head sideways and looks straight ahead, he's saying, but what are you giving me? What are you giving the residents? What are you giving taxpayers? And in this particular instance, Costco is moving into an enclave where they're middle-class homes, they're rental units, single-family homes, and they're kind of there in and of themselves. It was called Newtown Center when it was opened back in the 70s. So there's a lot of legacy there, and it is indeed prime real estate. It's next to the Anacostia Watershed, and not far, and adjacent to parts of the Arboretum. So when you're driving past, you're even liable to see the deer feeding there and hovering around. And not far from where hunters in the area go to hunt ducks and geese and that sort of thing. So it's a really interesting area because it's at the gateway to Washington, where Walmart will also be coming soon. But Fort Lincoln has more than 1,000 senior citizens as residents there.
Okay.
And as you know, people that age who are used to voting, they don't vote with their feet, but they doggone sure hit that ballot box whenever they're asked to.
For
any given reason, exactly. And there are a lot of new single-family homes that have gone up there. So you also have the 20 and 30-somethings mixed in with these senior citizens. So, and they are an extremely important voting block, so much so that even the past Ward 5 election, where we had to vote in someone to replace disgraced Councilmember Harry Thomas, you better believe that everybody was looking at voters at Mount Horeb to see where those votes were going to go to, because that's a very important constituency here in the city.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, many large companies make concessions to community groups in order to establish their presence. But what makes this different then?
This makes this difference because many of the things on the wish list that's going to be presented to Costco, and they have been talking with them on and off, don't misunderstand me, you know, over the course of the past few weeks.
Right.
But there are a number of Costco residents who are expected to be at this community meeting on Saturday morning at Mount Horeb, which I have to attend now. I don't have my Saturday to myself.
Uh-oh.
But it's the kind of meeting that you'd like, because you really are they will really be talking with grassroots folks and voters and the very people they want to make sure coming to their store. The thing is that if you visit their Costco's website, it's very generous about willing to give out grants and make donations, say through the United Way or something like that, or if you have a 501c3 organization. But just because you want, for example, exercise equipment, that doesn't cut it with them. They don't sponsor sporting events, which is exactly what some of the seniors would want them to do with the Senior Olympics and
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing.
I got you.
So, yeah, and a buyer's club. I mean, but Costco is already selling you stuff at a very considerable discount than usual retailers and supermarkets and grocery stores. And their Fort Lincoln folks are interested in doing a buyer's club where they can go in, buy it at an even further discount. And Costco basically is saying that they can't do that because that's what everybody will expect, and it goes against our principles.
I got you.
And you can't be mad at them. I mean, you know.
No. All right, now, there are some legitimate concerns outside of Costco spitting up some money for different projects. One would be traffic, obviously.
Yes.
Now that you've mentioned where it is, I can see where that might even affect yours truly.
Yeah,
who knows?
And it will. There's no doubt about that, because there are three major things that are going on here. There's the major redevelopment that's going on at Fort Lincoln with Costco and another big box retailer and supermarket coming in. Then we also have Walmart that plans to be up and running in the next year and a half or 2 years, which will only be a quarter of a mile or so from the Washington Times there on New York Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Arboretum traffic, and you've got regular commuter traffic.
Sure, yeah.
Well, there's no major transportation plan that says, you know, with an over ramp or anything that says, okay, we're gonna make sure that we don't get drowned out, because I live and work in Ward 5, so I get to have to reckon with these drivers every day, that would make sure there's a solid transportation plan that diverts traffic from the neighborhoods and residential areas and scoots it right on down to, say, down New York Avenue to Florida Avenue, where it can then fan out into the city. But I have put a call into I sent an email to the spokesman for the D.C. Department of Transportation to ask him some information about that and the streetcar line that is coming, because there are also no buses right now that take you to a lot of places you would want to visit here in Ward 5. So how are they going to accommodate that without a metro subway line? Remember,
mm-hmm.
we don't have one.
Yeah.
So once we go down into these enclaves and compounds, we're pretty much on our own as to how we're going to get the heck out of them.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the jobs issue, how many people would they be hiring, do we know?
Well, it depends. That number always fluctuates depending on which congressman which D.C. council member you talk to, because each wants, you know, to sort of up the ante and make like they're the big guy when it comes to jobs and enforcement, jobs and employment. Interesting enough, our brand new council member here in Ward 5 is the spanking brand new chairman of the Jobs and Workforce Committee.
Hmm.
So one of my other missions, in attention to covering the meeting overall on Costco, is to be able to sit down and get from him some real numbers, and then whether there is a plan in place or not, is that part of the community benefits package to make sure people who actually reside in D.C. get employed by Costco.
Yeah, that's where I was going with
yeah.
that. I was just curious.
Yeah.
All right, one other issue. I hear that gasoline sales might happen, and if that's the case, then what, environmentalists are not really on board or
no,
what?
No, they weren't. They never were, as a matter of fact. That's part of the thing, because we've been told since at least 2008, 2009 that Costco was coming. But the environmentalists are always concerned about not only cutting the branch off a tree, but digging up the ground and putting gas tanks below,
right.
Below ground. But it's supposed to be a 16, what do you call it? 16 gas pumps that they're going to have.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I don't know whether you know, but in my shopping, I've usually found Costco's gas, wherever I am in the country, to be anywhere from 5 to 10 cents cheaper.
Right.
And a very low-priced gas station.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that'll drive a lot of people there just to
absolutely.
Get the gas.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
we get to keep the revenue here in the city without
yeah.
doing anything outrageous
yeah.
like doing a 99-year lease for $1 a year or
yeah.
something.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, it sounds, for the most part, it sounds very positive. I guess they just have a few little hurdles to get over here.
Yes, they do. And I'm sure they'll work something out. I mean, I even spoke with Mr. King. He called me earlier today, and we talked briefly about that 501c3 designation, which could help them out a lot. And then there's also the opportunity to be able to work with the D.C. Office on Aging and with other nonprofit senior organizations in the city to be, because, you know, seniors, somebody 75 years old don't want to buy 32 rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll be able to work something out.
There you go.
That, you know, Mr. King is not one of those guys who who blows in the wind. He sits down and puts a lot of effort and work in whatever proposal he's making.
Yeah. All right, Deborah. As always, great to talk to you. Folks, if you haven't checked it out, it's called Exacting Cost for Costco's Arrival, and it's by Deborah Simmons in the Can We Talk column in today's paper. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care.